This podcast is brought to you by The Healthy Hub.
I need a bad one like you. You need a bad man like me.
Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Just to Kick It is a Blessing podcast with your host Keith Tupagatiramu. Today is a very, very special episode. I have a very good friend of mine in studio today with me. And without further ado, I will let her introduce herself.
Okay. What up, guys? My name is Bobo Wamboi, you know. Very honored to be here just to chill and have a conversation with Tupac. So let's go. Let's see how it goes.
Right. So I know you know why we're talking about what we're here to talk about today.
Yes.
And it's about being a young mother.
Holding it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even before we get into that, you know. First of all, could you clear my name? You know, I'm sure my mom's watching this. And for so long, she was sure it was my baby. So just tell her. Tell her, Auntie Helen.
Shout out, Auntie Helen. Let me just tell you right now.
It's not.
It's not our boy here. But he's a very good uncle. So he holds it down. But yeah,
I try, man.
I got you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like my mom.
I'm dead.
She even told Kina Alex by force, like, it's the baby, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah. For sure.
For sure.
Nah, but your mom is an OG.
Yeah. And because she used to play golf with your auntie a lot,
yeah,
they'd talk about it. I've gone to the golf club like this, I'm just hearing two ladies in Kikuyu talking
just
about
saying,
it.
I think it's because of all the time we did spend together.
Yeah, it made a bit of sense. So, but anyways, how has it been pregnant at such a young age?
It's a hard emotion to explain. I think you're just confused, like, all through that whole process and, you know, just finding out about being pregnant. It's a very confusing place in your life, you know. Of course, telling your parents, that one is for, yeah, you don't even know where to start. You're like, well, you know, guys, this is going to happen. But I'm just grateful. I definitely had an easier time because I have a lot of siblings, so they really shielded me and protected me and just like talked to me, like were just with me through the whole process. So it was definitely not as hard as I'm sure most people do have it. Yeah.
You said tell your parents. So how did you actually tell your parents?
Okay, me and my mom are best friends, so that was not even the hard part. I mean, I just told her. I sat her down one day and I came from uni and I was like, you know what, so I'm pregnant. And she was just like, really? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. You know, but I think she had her own suspicions because she'd see me and she's like, something's not right. Mothers always have that like instinct.
Yeah.
So before I told her, she was just like, she had a bit of an idea, but it wasn't that hard to tell her. For my dad, it was a bit more difficult because, you know, I'm the last one, I'm the baby, you know, what happens when people think you're pregnant? They're like, this person be having sex and shit. So yeah, it was definitely harder to tell my dad. But like I said, my older sister, Gena, she flew in, shout out Gena. And she helped me, like, you know, tell him. And I was just honestly surprised by the reaction. Like, it was not even how I thought it would go. Like, they were just like, don't worry about it. We'll help you through this process. And at the time, I was in a relationship with now my son's father.
Yeah.
But then when I got pregnant, I was just like, no, this is not what I wanted. I think you just become more serious with the kind of people you want in your life and in that space at the moment. And so after that, I was just like, I'm just going to do this on my ones with my family. So it was definitely easier.
Yeah, so you think that the support for your family made it easier?
100%.
Because a lot of people actually, like Wanjera, who we had last time,
yeah,
had no support at all, you know?
Like I said, I think for me also mainly because I do have amazing like siblings and we're all very close. Yes, we're all very, very extremely close. Like I think just that's where my mom just raised us. We always had each other and we're like, all right, we're going to war for each other. So it was definitely easy. I wouldn't lie. I definitely had an easier time when it comes to the support part. Emotionally, it's so personal, like, because you're just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so young, you know, like, maybe my life could have been a different, like, space and everything. But it also really did bring me closer to God because I was like, it gave me, I think, more purpose. Yeah. It made me a bit more serious. And I feel like it gives me direction. So on that front, yeah, it was definitely easier for me because I do have my siblings and I live with all of them. Well, most of them. Yeah.
You actually said something crazy, you know, like, you said that the fact that you're pregnant means that you're engaging in activities that you shouldn't be engaging in. So were you ever embarrassed at a point? You know, those aunties that always...
Yeah, they always have something to say. You know, the smartest comments. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't... I wouldn't say it was embarrassing. It was just a bit cringe. I think I've never really been embarrassed about like sex and that type of thing. Because I mean, it's natural. We know nobody's here waiting till marriage. I mean...
I'm waiting.
I feel like honesty, you know, you have to be honest with yourself.
I'm honest.
Are you being honest with yourself? Yeah. That's what you've chosen. Yeah. I will check in with you like by the weekend, my brother, please don't be out here capping. That is cap, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was actually, but it was just cringe and mostly just because of like my dad and of course like his, you know, just because of the older people. But to my siblings, I don't think anybody was surprised, you know. Yeah, they've been new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're getting to a generation where, you know, talking about such things is, you know, acceptable, you know, like.
Yeah, definitely.
It shouldn't be looked at as a taboo, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like it's definitely so important for these conversations to be had because definitely... kids are getting younger and younger, having sex at younger and younger ages, and people not having these conversations, people are not talking about contraception and STDs and all of this. Like, so much is not talked about, so people don't really have the knowledge on the steps to take if they were in this situation or if they were feeling like that. So I feel like it definitely shouldn't be something that... I mean, all of us are here because people be fucking... Can I say that?
Yeah.
People be actually having sex. Actually, let me just... My mom might see this. Mom, I didn't say nothing about that. But yeah, you know. So yeah. I feel like that's... It's not important.
Like, the fact that you said it is crazy because the other day I was at my aunt's house, you know. I'm just there chilling, nini, nini. And then, like, my cousin, she comes, she pulls me aside. Okay, I call those guys my family anyways. Yeah. So she pulls me aside and she's like, you know, like, everyone in my class is having sex. I don't know if I should have it.
How old is she?
17, 16, 17. Okay. Just about to turn 17.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey.
It's pressure. You start feeling hot in your head. Yeah, you're I don't want to be a hypocrite, but at the same time, like, don't. What did you tell her?
Like, I told her, personally, like, don't rush into it.
Yeah.
And... even if you want to have it, look for someone that would make it a bit more meaningful.
Yeah.
Because even if I tell her no, like, you get...
Yeah, it's so not going to be meaningful.
I wanted to give her the best, you know, positive advice, you know.
Yeah.
And then I also tried to balance it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I had the same conversation with her, it's probably the same conversation I'd have with my nephew of the same age, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, because
As a guy.
As a guy, you know.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because a lot of guys would be like... come at you, but you get, like...
and then be like, what?
Come at you,
hey, remember that thing,
But I don't know. And I told her, like, you know, like, it's not some... like, if she ever wanted to have a conversation about it, you know, she could, like, look for me. Or even if not me, then I could find a female friend who she could, you know, always talk to, you get.
Yeah, but do you feel like what the most important takeaway from that conversation, you felt like if she's going to do it, it should be with somebody meaningful?
Yeah.
That's the most important.
Like, I feel like that was the... I hope that was the most important takeaway for her.
Yeah.
But that was the point I was trying to push. Because I feel like a lot of people rush into that thing without it having meaning, you know?
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
And I feel like it's a big bridge in your life to cross.
It is. I mean, definitely. You definitely mature. I don't know what it is. I mean, I think it just depends on you. Some people feel like superly sexually liberated and they're like, you know what? Like, it's just something that they... what would I say? Yeah, it is a pivotal moment in your life. But I feel like it definitely shouldn't... I feel like people put too much, like... stress and like importance on it. When really some people, you know, like some people just like to have sex. Like, yeah, some people just like to, you know. No. But yeah, definitely. I feel if she does decide to go down that path, I feel like someone meaningful and just be safe. Like, you don't know what people out here be doing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, you ain't trying to catch yourself on the wrong side of the doctor's office with your mom there, like,
Oh, yeah.
So, exactly. Yeah. So, That's a good piece of information.
Okay. So now, Kwanza, this one, I have to roast you about it. Because, first of all, yeah, you said you're never embarrassed about it. So why did you never tell me?
Tell you?
Listen, during your pregnancy.
Yes, we did hang out.
I think probably like 7 or 6 months of your pregnancy, mm-hmm. we was like every weekend we were together.
Yeah.
Or at least every 2 weekends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
With
yes,
Alex
yes.
as well.
Yes,
but
yes.
But we never
yes.
knew why. First of all, it's like your body didn't change.
It's a phenomenon, you know? Yeah. Thank you, mama,
still
for the genes.
In shape,
you know. Bounce back game on 500. Yeah. But like, for me, it was just also a very scary point in my life. I think I was just, I didn't want to go through the work of telling people and going to like explain to them and processing their feelings about it, because I didn't even know my feelings about it. Like, it was very scary for me. So I was really internalizing a lot of things. I feel like when I finally got to that point where I was like, okay, yo, like I'm actually pregnant. This is actually something that I have to, you know, deal with and, you know, navigate through life about. I think that's when I finally fully understood what it constituted of. And I just felt like it was such a personal thing
yeah.
for me. And that's why, like, I just fell off the grid completely. Like, I just stopped. Like, when I got to like 7 months there, I was just like, yeah, I just need time for myself. Like, I didn't want to really be like, out of the house. So that's when I said my family really came into play, because they really shielded me and protected me, because they knew how much like I was so scared, mainly just like, oh my gosh, this is a life. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I was like 20. I was like 19. I turned 20 after I gave birth. So it was definitely a big shock to me.
Yeah.
So that's why I felt like I didn't really tell anybody actually outside of my family.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was just...
So you kept it to yourself?
Yeah. I just decided to keep it to myself because I felt like it was easier for me to process my feelings first
yeah.
before telling people and explaining to them and just going through that so runaround.
Also, at that point, mm-hmm. were you on holiday or were you in school?
I was in school.
Were you still going to school?
Yeah. I left school at about those 7 months. Like, was it September... Yeah, September, October about. Because that's actually about the time we stopped chilling. So yeah, I was going to school. I mean, actively. And no one knew. No yeah, one even... No one guessed it. I was on some, you know...
Yeah, and that's the craziest...
Kylie Jenner shit.
You get? And that's mm-hmm. the craziest thing. Because
yeah.
when I told Alex, he's like, bro, what do you mean? Bro, we've
yeah.
been chilling this show like all the time and we
yeah.
couldn't see nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
did you... How long did it take you to know that you were pregnant?
It took me like about, let's say I got pregnant. Whew, and an eventful, actually, I think it was my birthday. Anyway, let me not get into the details. Anybody
yeah.
trying to know that? But like, I think I was just about 3-4 months there and it was super complicated. And I think that's why it took me that long to clock it. I mean, I wasn't feeling shit. Like, I didn't even have... No morning sickness. Like, honestly, shout out Theo, man. That nigga really, he's a blessing. Because for sure, like, I didn't even feel sick. I didn't feel shit. I didn't gain weight. Nothing. Like, zero. All of that happened, I think, in my, like, 9th month when I was just like, wow, like, my
yeah.
stomach is really big. And then I just gave birth and I bounced back.
Yeah. So now,
mm-hmm.
how do you actually find out now that you're pregnant?
Well... at first I suspected it because, you know, you typically get your period and all of that shit. Then my period was always so, irregular.
Yeah.
So the irregularity of it made me feel like maybe it's just taking super long or something. Then I'd have some type of bleeding, but it wasn't consistent. It was like a day, then it stops, then 2 days. So I was just like, there's something weird going on.
Yeah.
And then now eventually one day my mom, I think she had just come back from Canada, and I was feeling like queasy. I was feeling sick and everything. And she was like, are you sure you're okay? Are you sure you're okay? That's even the first time she asked me. She was like, what's going on? You have some symptoms that are looking a bit familiar to me, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Then I started tripping about it. Then she asked, I started tripping about it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, right?
Yeah.
And you sit and you take the piss test and you're like, nah, this thing is capping. You're like, no. And so I went to the hospital and I just got a blood test done and I was like, shit, And then I was like, nope, not me. No. I was like, the same way. I was like, I got the results. I was like, shit. And yeah, so for a long time, it was a lot of like denial and confusion and being like, nah, man, like no fucking way.
So at a point you were actually like, these tests are lying.
Yeah, I was like, no. I was like, sorry, ma'am. Like, no. I was like, this is the wrong, no. Yeah, I was just like, there's no way. I was like, this is Kenya. You know, things are usually shoddy. You know, you don't even, you don't even want to believe it.
See, but they're injecting gas with water.
I swear to God.
So, yeah.
I swear to God. I'm like, maybe they're running some shit in the back. They don't even know what's going on. But yeah, so that's how I found out. And, you know, it's been a lit journey ever since, yeah. I would say.
Let me ask you, at any point of your life, mm-hmm. Did you ever consider abortion?
Absolutely not.
For real? Why?
Yeah. First of all, like my mom, number one, I feel like she was actually the basis of a lot of the decisions that I made. And it's because she's just always like from the jump, mom. And it's so funny because it's like, she kind of manifested it because she was like, oh, you know, now my kids are getting old. Like, you guys are always going out, you're leaving me. Maybe I should get another baby. Like, maybe I should adopt another baby. Like, just that. So I didn't really feel scared for telling her. I already knew what her reaction was going to be. My mom has always been those people for like, hey, children are blessings. I mean, she was a like Montessori teacher, so she loves kids. So yeah. I was just like, I can't. Or if I told her and then I told her that's what I was thinking, I was like, she'd be like, are you out of your mind? But yeah, so I just never thought about it. Like, and yeah, I've never looked back since. I feel like if I had, I don't know where my life would have been right now. Like, he definitely changed a lot of things for me. Like, you just change, you become such a better person. You become more focused. Like, I was focused before, but sometimes when you're doing things for yourself, you're not really going as hard as you can. Let me tell you, have a child, you will be going ham because you just want to give them the best life, the best of everything. Like, you're focused, but you're hyper focused. So I think that's exactly what I needed. And I feel like, yeah, he kind of did save me from myself. I can't imagine how much like my life would have been if I didn't have him, because, you know, definitely a bit of a party girl.
Yeah. You know, for sure, like, the fact that you never wanted to have an abortion is crazy. Because I know people, like, unless you're married and you're looking for a child, a lot of people who go through your experience consider it, you know.
I think, yeah, definitely. Because, and it should always be an option. I feel like it's
illegal, it's, though.
It should, yeah, but it shouldn't be legal. It's healthcare, like. What if you you're in that situation and you want to have an abortion? Like, you're going to go to like some dodgy place. You could die. You could never have kids again. Like, it should always be an option. The same way niggas have the option to like be like, you know, peace out. Let me go grab a box of milk or something and then come back and the kid is 18. I think women should also have an option. Like, come on. Like,
a box of milk. Wow.
Yeah, you know, the like, catch on your navy and come. Yeah. You know that thing you do in the club when you're not really trying to tell people bye, but you want to leave? Yeah, exactly. I feel like it should be an option, to be honest. So I'm pro-choice. Like, let people do whatever they want. Like, come on, it's 2021. I mean,
yeah.
So for me, that's just where I was at that point in my life.
Now that you've talked about another half, and we all know it takes two to tango, so I'm gonna ask you a bit about the dad, which I'm not. Thank God. No. But anyways. Mm-hmm. So. Do you currently have any standing relationship with a father?
I think we'll always have a relationship because we have a child. I mean, and it doesn't exceed that. It doesn't need to.
Yeah.
I don't hold any like spite or anything. I feel like everyone is allowed to process things how they process things. And so far, you know, everyone does what they can in this type of situation. I think you just do your best, and even though you're best sometimes, but yeah, you just do what you can, and you know, as long as Theo is alive and happy, like, that's just where I stand on that.
Okay, and currently, is the father involved in the child's life?
Involved, yeah.
Should I look for a dictionary and define it?
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, to what extent do you want this response? Like, how far do you...
It's just how comfortable you are sharing with us, you know?
He's involved in his own special way. I mean, in an ideal world, to be honest, I don't think when you have a child with somebody, like you two have to be together, like, or should be together. In an ideal world, I think what we've been made to believe is that's what's supposed to happen. But it's not always the most healthy option for you or even the other person.
Yeah.
And in turn, it could hurt the relationship with the child. But I think we've done a pretty good job in maintaining our relationship so that he can also know his child. Because even, you know, Theo will grow up one day and he'll be like, yo, who's my daddy? You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, who? Okay, no, I know I didn't say that. I'll be like, there he is, you know? And he does see him and daddy-daddy-dada. Yeah, whatever he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't know if it's the lies, but I'm trying to be not shady up in this bitch.
No, you're
but
okay.
But yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah, like, that's the most important point, I think.
Yeah. And now that you have a child and people know that you have a child, man, mm-hmm. is it hard to date people?
No, you know, I'm a bad bitch, so...
Sorry.
You know, if anything, you're lucky. Like, I think whoever, like, has been in my life on that front is, like, more than lucky because, come on, like, me and Theo, that packet, like, only in your wildest dreams. So, yeah, no, I'm very more critical on who I date. Like, you have to have serious emotional intelligence. You have to, Theo has to like you, first of all. Let's start there.
Yeah.
That's the most important part for me. That's the first man in my life. So, yeah, he definitely has to like you. I definitely have to feel like you're mature enough to navigate that kind. Because I'm in a different territory of dating, you know.
Yeah.
Before, I think you'd ask me, you know, 50 cents. You know, those, like, 21 questions. I'd be there, like, yes to all of them. Now I'm like, I stop at number 19. I'm like, no, I would not like you if you worked at McDonald's. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I got a life. You know, I have a lot of responsibility to take care of. So, yeah, it's definitely something I always tell people. But because Nairobi is so small, I feel like everyone who knows me knows I have a child.
Yeah.
It's not usually something like I'm dating someone, then I'm like, okay, let me sit you down and tell you, like, you know, I have a son, like, you know. So maybe I just haven't also searched so long. But yeah, I've never encountered anyone who's really had an issue with it, per se. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely. Crazy, though. Now that you said, you know, it comes with responsibilities and everything, man. Mm-hmm. So how has your life changed ever since you got the child? First of all, were you able to finish your degree that you are studying at USIU?
No, I've not graduated yet.
Yeah.
But it definitely kind of slowed down the process.
Yeah.
Because for me, I took a break from school. Like, I went back. I took a break, like, when I was really close to finishing, because for me, my most important responsibility was, of course, to, you know, work and provide for my child. Like, I want to be that for him.
Yeah.
So it was something that I wanted to do. So I was like, I'm going to leave because I want to start, like, working and doing all of these things. And I'll finish my degree. Like, it was kind of like a trade-off, like, that I had. I was like, okay, I'm going to first finish my first work and see if I can build my career and start doing shit and then go ahead and finish my degree. But yeah, I have not graduated yet.
And what are you doing currently, like, as of now?
I was doing cabin crew at Kenya Airways. So we started the program in 2020. In 2020, COVID happened and then we took a break and then now we've gone back. So that's basically how my timetable is scheduled. So,
and then how do you also balance having a child and still having your own life?
Oh my gosh, I still struggle with that, like, 100%. I mean, okay, because I do this, like, because I'm doing my training for cabin crew almost, like, every day. I do sometimes take those hours as, like, me time, like, because I'm not typically with him and he's in school. And then when I come home, I'm like a mom. So it's actually a very tricky situation. I still haven't gotten it right till today. Like, sometimes I'm just like, I want to, like, just some space alone, but you can't really ever get that. You know, once you have that responsibilities, you're joined at the hip. But yeah, it's definitely a struggle, especially me who was so used to a certain kind of freedom, you know, that you don't, you just don't have that same kind of freedom. And it's something you come to respect, actually. I mean, I look at moms with like 3, 4, 5 kids. I'm like, excuse me, like at what point in your life, like how did you not lose your mind?
Yeah.
Because yeah, it's definitely very, it's very difficult, to be honest, to make that separate and
yeah,
balance it well.
Because even when I look at it, I struggle to balance my current life with work.
Yeah.
The podcast.
Yeah.
So I went also back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it so hard. So I was even wondering for you, you know, there's some days I just want to go home and sleep.
Yep.
Like I don't want no one to even talk to me. Mm. So I'm wondering for you, you know, how difficult it must
it's
be.
It's very difficult. I mean, it's, you know, if you think about it, where I train, like at the KQ place, it's Nembakasi. So
wow.
I'm on Mombasa Road every morning and evening. Then you come home, you just want to sit down. You know, somebody wants to tell you about their day and, you know, you're just there making them snacks. And but I'm telling you, it really is, being a mother is really the ultimate, like, sacrifice. I feel like even emotionally, like, you're in this constant in between of like, oh my gosh, am I doing it right? Like, am I gonna, like, fuck it up? Like, is this, you know, you're always in a weird limbo, like the anxiety. You're just on this constant need to be like, I have to be there for my dad, I have to do this, I have to, like, and be one person. It's stress. Even when I go out, like I can go out, like, you know, party, everything. You even want to sleep at your hangover. Kids don't know nothing about a hangover. How do you even start explaining what a hangover is? They're like, excuse me, you've slept for 5 hours. That's enough now. Like, you know, I used to sleep even like, I just black out on the couch. He comes and starts like pulling off my lashes. I'm like, guy. I'm like, wow, this is the height of, but yeah, I'm telling you, it just comes to the territory. And now imagine, it's an investment for life, because at some point he's going to be like, you know, 16 and 17, and he'll be picking me up from the club. You know what I'm saying? It's an investment. I'm investing in a little, like, you know, person.
You know, like, the one thing I admire about you is, I think when you have a child at a very young age, the relationship you have with the child is crazy.
Mm, yeah.
Because you're saying you had your child by 20.
Yes.
So by the time you're 40, they're basically 20.
20, yeah.
You get, so you're still such a young mother.
Mom.
Who has still so much to experience in their lives.
Yeah.
With a child who's become an adult.
Yes,
actually,
yes.
Not even a child.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, so I feel like.
I definitely look at that and I was like, wow.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I can't wait. Do you know, like, how trippy it is to see someone you held like this. Yeah. And then now they're just like growing. And now I just have also the energy to keep up with it. And when he's like 20, I can't wait for those bonding years, honestly. Like, it's going to be amazing, to be honest.
Do you actually have like any like mother group or any like, other than your family, is there any like other support system or any other groups that you might be in, that of people in the same situation
as me? Actually, that's a good question. I really don't have any like young
moms.
Gang. Yeah. Nah. Actually, no, I don't. That's how I know, like, I really rely on my
family
because like I also have like my friends. Of course, I have like Maya, you know, like I have my really good friends. And so we end up just chilling with Theo like most of the time. Like he has these like little school friends, but I don't have like a mom gang. Maybe I should look into that. But no, because, you know, Dede goes out with Theo. She takes him to play with her friends. Gena. Like, we all have our own little circle with him. And I'd actually love to hang out, like, with other moms and, like, just actually see
find their perspective in life.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful to God because, man, I know how some people have it tough, like, especially if your family is not like properly supportive. I know how people really have it tough. So yeah,
because, you know, like the thing is, like, I see your sisters sometimes like actually chilling like the whole day with your brother, and I mean with your son, and I'm like, wow,
yeah, like
this is such a nice supportive system.
Yes, 100%. I mean, to some extent, I feel like I do carry a lot of, like, you know, the emotional work and sometimes a lot of the physical work. But I don't really feel like I'm completely a single parent. Like, you know, because I definitely have these people around me who always show up for me in one way or the other. Even if I want to go somewhere, like for a day or two, like I'll always know he's safe. You know, he's somewhere. He's like with my mom, who I think, to be honest, that's his favorite person. I think I'm a bit of the disciplinarian, you know, I'm the one who's like, lunchtime, sit, you know, time out. Yeah, so it's amazing. It's actually amazing. And he's such a lovable boy. Like, Theo is 10 out of 10 personality. So it's easy to get along with. He's not fussy. He doesn't like to refuse people. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
What advice would you give a young mom?
Wow. Where do I start? Like, should I write a book or something? Because I swear, actually, maybe I should like drop like an audio book or some shit. And then you can just listen to my voice in your car as you're going about your day. But I think number one is pray. Yeah. I think that really saves you a lot of not going insane.
Yeah.
There's something that happens when you talk to God and, you know, you just feel like your heart, you just feel, you just pray. Just take things in your stride. Don't overwhelm yourself with all of these expectations you could have had, or you know, just take everything in your stride, take everything a day at a time. Your mental health is also so important, because how you feel, you definitely, your child will feel it. Like, you're connected. Like, this is somebody who came from
you know.
So just keep your mental health in check. Always choose yourself, especially on the relationship front. Like, always choose yourself and your child. Like, don't let it be a point of contention in your heart, and don't let it, you know, be a point of stress. I know it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
But yeah. And just, you know, just hang in there, you know, things, if God brought you to this place, like,
there's a purpose.
There is a purpose, and he can't just leave you hanging like that. Sometimes the vision is not always 100% clear, but, you know, through the dust, and the dust settles, you'll definitely see how things come along. I mean, yeah, basically, just to state a few.
Okay. There's this weird thing that, like, that mother's intuition, like, does it actually exist? Like, sometimes you can actually feel there's something wrong with, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, as in, from the time he was, I know it is actually quite insane. Like, from the time he was a baby, I could hear, like, and he's super small. Let's say he's even, like, sleeping in the room or something. Like, you can hear him cry. You know why he's crying. Like, is he crying because he's hungry or he needs, and the cries all sound the same. No one can tell. Like, you can tell when he's awake, even if you're away and he's crying, like, I don't know how your heart feels. Like, I'll just come home and be like, is everything okay? I don't know why it happens like that. That's you can tell crazy. Your kid is sick even before they start showing like real. You just look at them, you're like, I know there's something wrong. Like, it's insane. Like, I don't even think biology can you explain that in biology?
But that's crazy though.
Like, it is.
I've heard
it
about it, but now that you said it, because even sometimes my mom like, hey, you okay, man? Like, yeah, like, hey, how the hell did you know that?
Yeah, exactly. Popping? Like, is everything okay? Yeah, you know. Sure? Yeah, you just feel it. I'm telling you, 9 months is not. It's not a joke.
Not a joke.
It's not a joke. You know, you made that person from scratch. Like, they were nothing. Now they're something. Yeah. Like, you feel it in your heart for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Anyways, as we come to the end of this, I always ask my guests two questions. So the first question is, what advice would you give a younger you?
A younger me?
If you were seated in this chair today and you met Bobo that's 13, 14, 12, whatever age it is, what would you tell her?
I think I would tell a younger me that life gets easier. You get through things. Don't panic. Love yourself a little more. Make time to process things. Like, I think when I was young, I was super anxious about things. I don't think I ever really took time to sit down and listen to myself and just internalize things. And yeah, I think that's, and I was always like worried about the future. Oh my gosh, what's next? What's next? What's this and that? And yeah, so I think that's what I would tell my younger self. Just, yeah. Be chill and love yourself and have time for yourself a bit more.
And what would you tell your older self? What advice are you telling future Bobo?
Girl, you better make it. Like, you have to make, and by making it, not just even career-wise, just make it through. Like, every day, like, sometimes I have really bad weeks right now when I'm just like down and out for the count. Like, my mind is just everywhere. Like, I'm just super anxious. And just make it to that future self point where you're good, you're happy, everything is aligned in yourself, and you trust yourself a bit more, and you trust the process more, and appreciate where you've come from and where you're going.
Any last words for the audience?
Actually, I have a question for you.
Wow.
Sir, since...
No.
You have to take this question. You've vetted me here. So would you want to have any children at this point in your life?
Wow. Not really.
Oh, but you're celibate. Yeah, you're waiting for marriage. Yeah. Stop gaffing. So, if you found out right now, the shorty that you're with.
I'm single.
Okay, let's just
but
say.
But actually, if there's girls out there like that, you like me, I might like you too. So let me know.
You have until Friday. You have until Friday to hit up the boy because the weekend.
Yeah, so tell me.
Yeah, whoever you get with someone and she's like, yo, I'm pregnant, what do you feel like your reaction would be?
Wow. I always like. You've brought it out a lot, and I'd always say it. Mm-hmm. It depends on the kind of relationship I have with a person. Mm-hmm. You see, if it's a one-night stand, mm-hmm. then I'll be involved in the kid's life, but I won't be involved in the girl's life.
Why? Even chippos can make it to the main league. They don't have to sit on the bench. Like, come on.
You asked me the question, so let me explain. Then now you can counteract.
Okay, fine. Okay, sour.
You get my point is, like, it depends on the relationship I have with the person, like, how deeply in love we are or something, you know? Like, yes, if I was with someone that I really like and I see a future with and I'm madly in love with, then as much as I fight to be in the child's life, I'll also fight to be in her life.
Okay.
Because I've passed, you know, I understand it takes... two to tango, you get.
Definitely.
Yeah, but like you said, there's no need for two people to be with each other and destroy a child's life because they don't like each other.
Yeah.
You get.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's why I also respect you for making such a decision.
Yeah, 100%.
There's no need to force yourself to try and love someone.
Yeah, you're getting stressed, you're projecting. Mm-hmm. You get. Yeah.
And as much as I think that love is an emotion, love is also a choice.
100%. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You can choose to love someone, but sometimes even choosing it becomes hard. So, even there's so much you get.
Yeah, there's so many things that go into play into but that decision.
Definitely, to answer your question, if it was someone I was in a relationship with for a while and I see a few, okay. If I'm dating someone now, I'm trying to see a future.
I'm
old enough to stop now running around. You get.
Yeah, so you're out of the streets.
I would actually.
Chairman, should I shake your hand? Yeah. You're done.
I'm done.
Yeah. Okay, so? Yeah, I get it. I mean, that's completely valid. But so you wait. If it was like a casual fling, like let's say it's a cheapo, do you feel like you wouldn't even try to establish a relationship?
No, I'd always try, of course. Because I always understand. No, it's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. Just let it ring. Yeah, okay, it's cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd try because I always understand. You never know.
You never know.
Like, sometimes the craziest things start without expecting them to start.
Yes.
Yeah. But, like, a one-night stand, like, I've gone, Milan, I've met you, I've tried to... I don't think so.
Hey, shout out to Milan.
It could be in your house. Don't say that. They can come for me.
They can come for you.
But was your partner lawyer?
I'm dead. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. But yeah, the kids always just give you perspective. And yeah, you just have to grow up with them. They're growing up, you're growing up, everybody's growing up. Yeah.
But is any other comments?
Nah, it's easy. You've told me enough. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, first of all, for coming. I really, really appreciate it, especially because this was an impromptu message. I called you 2 hours before I got here.
Yes.
And you managed to come.
And
so
I managed
really
to come through.
It, you know?
No problem at all. Yeah. It's been absolutely lovely being here and answering all your questions, just giving insight. So yeah, it's truly it's a blessing just to kick it. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there. For those of you who have tuned in today, thank you so much for watching this episode. I hope you've learned a thing or two, and I hope to see you next week. goodbye. And
remember, just to kick it is a blessing.